Good morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you. What a beautiful day indeed it is. Thank you for tuning in to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I'm Stacy Ann, and I have the privilege of hanging in with you. If it's your birthday today, happy birthday to you. I want to remind you our studio line is 503-589-1220. And follow us on Facebook. I just have to say thank you for sharing our stories, sharing our information. We're putting on Facebook our friends. It's growing, and that's encouraging to me. And don't forget that a lot of our shows, especially my show, is put on our website as a podcast. So if you hear a show that you like, you could share with your friends. Usually by the end of the day, I put that up on the website, and you can go to kslm.news and find under the Good Morning Salem show slot, you can find this show like today. You'll be able to share. We've got a wonderful guest in the studio looking forward to talking a little bit about what's happening here in Salem and the best of in Salem. But first, let's get reminded here about some news around the region. And this is brought to you by Bill Sunderland, Country Financial Sunderland Agency. Be sure to get a hold of Bill at 503-885-0789. And there's a beautiful story in the front of the Statesman Journal. If you get the Statesman Journal, I encourage you to open it up. If you go online, look at this story about a couple. It's a beautiful story about a couple who have survived COVID-19. And I don't think that there's enough of these stories that are in the news right now, but it's a beautiful story. I'm not going to give it away. I'm just going to encourage you to go there. And I'm going to put a link. I'm going to find a way to put a link on our Facebook page. Thinking about COVID, you know, it seems like the last about a week and a half, we haven't heard as much about numbers. We do know that things are starting to open up. So the curve is flattening, right? It's getting better, but we're still being careful. We're still being cautious. We're still following the rules in the stores, right? If you are so compelled to wear a mask or not. But certainly, I've watched people be very respectful of social distancing and being very mindful if they're sick or have allergies, even so, to be protective. And I advise that. Since January, here in Oregon, we've had 149,732 people tested. Out of that, there's been 4,922 cases. 137 people are hospitalized currently, and we've lost 164 Oregonians. And so we want to stay mindful of that and in a spirit of prayer and be of concern still. But it's nice to get back to living, right? I don't know about you, but I am not complaining about the traffic going down Lancaster. I know it's getting back to business as usual when we're driving around town, but I'm kind of thankful. I'm glad to see people walking, strolling, going in and out, maybe even waiting to get into a store. I was up at Kaiser Station some yesterday, and it was fun to see the stores opening. But the thing that still baffles my mind is some of these big stores are opening, but they don't allow you to go to the bathroom. That sounds like a health hazard to me. I don't know about you, but I also wanted to tell you, put on the calendar, I don't know what your plans are this coming weekend, and it looks like we may have some showers, weather in the 60s this weekend, but this Sunday is another time to get together. We're going to have a worship service at the Capitol. This will be at the Fountain Park, not on the Capitol steps, June 14th. From 5 to 7 p.m., a Sunday worship and prayer service. We'll put that on our Facebook page, too, and you can check it out there. We are touching base again with the best of the Willamette Valley. Bill Cummings is in the studio, and we've had him here a couple times. Bill, you've been my guest. This is, I think, your third appearance. You know, after three times, you're a regular.
Well, I am feeling a little bit like Regis Philbin. You know, when you have an open slot, you call Bill and he'll be here.
Yes.
It's good to be back.
And
good to
be here. I appreciate you. I just appreciate your spirit, Bill, and what you guys are doing with the best of Willamette Valley. It really is an opportunity for people to kind of have an inside scoop of where to go, kind of the who's who, right?
I tell you, our book is off to the printer. It's with the cover. It's 100 pages. We sold out. And I was looking at the final get-go last night, and it is the street credibility and the cool factor when people see that magazine with all of our winners, over 300 winners in that book. I'm just excited and so proud of the people that have stepped up. And I think you'll be fascinated with it. And we have kind of a cool announcement to make too. But thank you so much to all of your listeners that have tuned in. And just real quick on the face masks. I don't know. I was turned away from the bank the other day. I went in with a bandana on and they said... And I was pointing to the teller that I want, but she wouldn't. Little humor.
Yes. Who would have ever thought in our lifetime that we would be able to go into a bank and ask for our own money wearing a mask, right?
Well, yeah. I don't think in a while that will be wrong. But for now, it's, you know, it's whatever people's comfort level is. And that's... That isn't that how life is? And I love the way God is working with the weather. Mm. It's beautiful, and then there's a shower, and then it's beautiful, and then there's a shower. So it's almost like he's disinfecting even through during the day. So it's just, we live in one of the best places in the world.
Well, and as we talk about Oregon and the beauty of Oregon and the things that I've been doing through this time, having moved back here, there is so much treasure in this area.
There is
so much diversity, and I'm talking about geographic, people-wise, business-wise. If you like one style of food one night, you can totally go a different way another night. You know, it's if you don't want to go to the mountains, you can go to the coast. There's lots of choices here.
And it's wonderful as restaurants and everything keep, you know, our office is downtown. Mm-hmm. So it's so cool to see. It's like the hibernation is over. People are sitting on the streets having lunch, having dinner. I mean, it's just people are walking around again. So if you haven't been in downtown Salem in a while, it's vibrant. It's back. So as other parts of the city are, but downtown, we should cherish our downtown. It's very Main Street America.
The interesting thing about COVID-19 and that season that we've walked through, or almost to the as far as the lockdown phase of it, is you don't realize how much you appreciate things until you somehow you can't experience them anymore, right?
Right.
And oftentimes we hear that about our health, you know, when we're not feeling well, we're like, man, I don't appreciate feeling good, right? So that's the thing about community. I know that prior to COVID-19, I think we may have talked about this, we were kind of, in a sense, shaming people for being on their phones all the time.
Right.
Then we get into COVID-19, and the only thing we have really is our phones and our Zoom and all of those things. And it's like, been there, done that. We want community again, right?
Yep.
So maybe this season we're looking for ways to connect more and have those conversations and meet. And it's been interesting. Have you seen, when you're looking downtown, how people still are like, they're together, but they're kind of distant. Have you noticed that, like the social distancing still?
I see the social distancing, but definitely you can see groups. So people, you know, two or four people sitting at a table, probably from the same office. Next door to us, I'll have the name before the hour's over, but mm-hmm. I think it's Fork 40. Mm-hmm. Their building is right next door to us. We've seen them. It's the first time of that style of restaurant. So they have kind of, it's kind of like a food court, but it's really not. Really cool. We went for the grand opening, I think it was last Friday, and great crowd. So, and they have all sorts of cool food, mm-hmm. and they're still building, but I think people are ready to get out again and have somebody else cook for them. And, you know, it feels safe because you can see how people are cooking and taking care. So,
well, it's interesting, that place, because I know there's a couple food court parks here in Salem.
Correct.
There's one right off of State Street, real close to here, and one on a commercial. I don't know the name. Beehive.
That's the yard.
And then another one's the yard.
Right.
And so when I was strolling downtown within the last few days and saw this place, the Fork 40, mm-hmm. I thought it something had been here, just had been closed, because it's brand new, you're saying.
Yeah, it used to be an Asian or Chinese restaurant. Mm-hmm. It's an old building, and they've refurbished it. And my understanding is upstairs they have apartments.
Oh.
So downtown living. And then, of course, there's another huge apartment building going up across from Pioneer Bank downtown. Mm-hmm. So downtown's alive. It's vibrant. There's not a lot of space to lease. Most of the shops are packed. So we love being downtown Salem.
Yes. So. And so your office is right next to there. This concept of this restaurant kind of grew.
It's kind of a food park without the park. It's mm-hmm. kind of food trucks without the trucks.
And you don't have to worry about the rain because it's indoors. Right. It reminds me of a lot of small entrepreneurs mm-hmm. coming together, sharing the expense of the overhead of the building, coming together with their own little cubby of kitchen. You know, very professional, very big city. It feels very much like you're in Denver.
And one thing you don't see at a shopping mall food court is a beautiful bar, and they have one. I'm not saying that you should partake, but you should. I mean, it's a great place to hang out for happy hour. So,
and that's right on
It's on State Street.
State Street itself. Yeah. Excellent.
We're at the corner of State and High, so it's in that block between Liberty and High.
Well, here's a question for you. Mm-hmm. With the whole COVID shutdown, and I know we could do takeout, but when you knew you could go and dine in somewhere, what was the kind of food that you were craving? And like, I just want to sit down and eat this kind of food in a dine-in experience. Did you have
anything
something
that didn't come out of my microwave? I'll tell you that.
I understand. For me, it has been Mexican food.
Yeah, Mexican food, burgers. Mm-hmm. You know, it's hard to do a burger at home like they do at like a Bow and Vine. I still don't have a week and a half to wait in line for In-N-Out Burger. I was out this last weekend, and there's still a line that goes to Volcano Stadium.
You know, when you things that make you go, mm-hmm. that is one of them for me. I've been to an In-N-Out Burger. It's very, very good. It's like Chick-fil-A. You know, it's very good to me. It's like high quality. But to wait in the line like that, and ever since we moved here, I don't know when they opened.
You know, I think they opened first part of November.
Mm-hmm. We came to visit in mm-hmm. November to look at moving here. I have seen lines, and I don't quite understand it.
I mean, hats off to them. I mean, I'm from and lived a lot in Southern California, mm-hmm. so you're used to a line for In-N-Out Burger, but not a line that—I mean, they have traffic cops, or I guess they're burger cops, right, doing traffic burgers. Anyway,
puts a whole new perspective into security and guarding the line to get into to the drive-through area. And I wonder if they're doing dine-in yet.
I don't know, but they're sure doing eat in your car. So
yes, and so things that make us go this morning as we continue the conversation, the best of Willamette Valley. Now, this is a wonderful program that takes your input, our listeners, our community mm-hmm. members, to rate your favorite, your best of. And now all the data has been compiled and all the information gathered, and there's going to be a celebration coming up. And we're going to get into that when we come back from this break. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this Tuesday and every day. After this, we'll be back.
Hello, good morning, how you doing?
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day.
Good morning to you. Wherever you are today, thank you for tuning in. I'm Stacey Ann, Reliable News Talk Radio. Follow us on Facebook, listen online as well. It's going to be a wonderful day in the neighborhood. In fact, 54 degrees currently, and it's going to warm up nice today. Showers expected, which we need that rain. From what I understand, we're kind of low on the rain gauge, which is funny to me because it seems like because I'm new to Oregon or new back to Oregon, it seems like it rains quite often, but I guess not enough. So tomorrow, guess what? Temperatures in the mid-70s and more sun. So that's something to look forward to. We have in the studio with us today, Bill Cummings. And Bill is with the Best of Willamette Valley. And I don't know if you had a chance to get involved on this project or not. It's certainly a wonderful project where you get a chance to put in your input on what your favorite places are. Yes. And so, Bill, tell us a little bit about this process walking through to select the best of. How does that all work?
I will do that. And just during the break, I did look up on bestofthewillametvalley.com because I know that we did a story about it. It is called Fork 40, and it's Salem's first food hall. Oh. So if you're interested about that, you can go there and look at pictures. So it did all start at our website, bestofthewillametvalley.com. The way our programs work, now we're not new to doing best of programs. And just to be clear, we're not part of any other media company in town. Mm-hmm. Some people are getting a little confused about that, but ours is different. We're independent. We do best of programs. Our largest is Best of Las Vegas. And I'm happy to announce that Best of Las Vegas, we've slid that 2 months forward. And the people in Las Vegas are excited. Las Vegas is open again.
Yay.
We're in the process of voting right now in Laconia, New Hampshire, which you're fond of, a little sweet spot. And we're also in Arkansas, Jonesboro, Arkansas. Mm-hmm. So we're across the country getting ready in Spencer, Iowa. So we do best of contests across the country. So last November, when we heard that the local newspaper decided to abandon their contest, we decided, you know, we all live here. We've been doing this as a company for the last 3 years. And we thought, you know, why not do it in Salem? I think Salem's ready for, in the Willamette Valley primarily. Mm-hmm. We're starting with Marion and Polk, and we're already exploring, you know, should we expand that to other counties as one contest? So the way we do it is we put we ask for nominations, and so we provided and promoted that through radio and television and billboards, and we did a direct mail postcard. We did bus boards, side of buses, so we really got the word out. We had over 1,600 businesses that nominated themselves to participate or that were nominated. We go through a vetting process to make sure that they are what they are. So if they say, you know, we're vegan or we have catfish, we make sure that they do sell catfish. And then from there, they go onto a ballot and they promote themselves. So it's a great social media experiment. And we've kind of talked about that in different times that we visited with you here. So then people say, come try us and vote for us. When our voting started before COVID and it went through the COVID crisis, but people stayed focused. We had over 70,000 votes cast.
Wow.
So people were engaged. But the great thing is that the businesses that participated saw that. They felt the love for people voting for them. And then we go through it and we pick the top two. We don't pick the voters pick the top two. And then from there, we produce a magazine and we have a comprehensive website that gives you a little bit about the top winners, the top category. It shows a photograph and kind of a write-up about them and what makes them special. And then from there, we distribute. We're publishing 20,000 magazines. 10,000 of those are going to be mailed out to household incomes of 150,000 plus in Marion and Polk County. So it's a very... It's not subscribed. It's sent into households. And then the balance is distributed through. We have different things that we're participating in. But a lot of the winners, sometimes in a best of, you know, the contest goes and, like, nobody has a copy of the magazine.
Right.
So we're making sure that all of our winners have access to magazines to put out and display and hand out.
So this could be like a something that you would have in front of your sofa at home, a beautiful
or in your car.
You know, a to-go guide.
Right.
So, or in your office.
Office, right. And if you don't have a copy or you forgot your copy at home or in the car, you can go right online. And because we have a very mobile-friendly website that that says the same thing with all the listings.
And what I understand from you being here and being a guest previously, if two restaurants or two dentist office or two, they get rated based on... You have a scale system, right? It's not like number one, number two, number three, number four.
It's gold and silver.
That's right.
Right. So it's not first and second, but it is gold and silver. It's, you know, a fifth grader can figure that out.
Sure.
But to be in the top two, if you think about it, 1,600 businesses competing, 70,000 votes cast, and you're called out to be the first or second. That's something
huge.
Because in some of our categories, we don't limit the number voting. In some of our categories, we had upwards of 20 businesses trying to be number one.
Incredible.
So.
And so it's important. It's all about relationship.
It is.
You know, in business, it's location, 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 and it's also relationship, relationship, relationship. And I think those are the ones that survive and really thrive when you connect with your people. And here's another opportunity to evaluate that, right?
Right.
Yes. And so I think it's important part of our community to have this tool. And it's an important part. If you're a business leader and you didn't know about this, you know, the best of Willamette Valley, I encourage you to get a hold of Bill and his team, because you're probably already starting planning for next year, even though you're wrapping up this year, right?
2021 is already, we're setting dates. And yep, it's going to be, we think it's going to be even bigger from just the response of our first year. And we are overwhelmed. The way that the community has embraced what we're doing. So it makes us feel good. It validates that we're on the right track. So
in that process of getting information, they just go to the website, fill out a form, say you're interested for next year for the 2021, and then that'll start for them, right?
Correct.
Excellent.
And we still have our Share What's Good feature. So if you have something that you're doing that's good, that makes this a better community to live in, share it with us and we'll share it with all of our audience. So we push that out on our website and also on our social media channel.
I love that whole aspect of that. We don't have enough of that going on right now, looking at the good things going on, sharing the good, kind things, right?
Absolutely.
We're going to raise that bar, aren't we, Bill?
We are.
You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. We'll be back after this, the best of Willamette Valley.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good morning.
Good morning to you on this June 9th, Tuesday. It's 7:35 in the morning. I'm Stacey Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. If you've been working out in your yard, doing some activities, getting things freshened up, maybe clearing out your garage. I notice people are starting to have garage sales. Maybe you've got some things you need to dispose of. Don't forget about our friends at Clayton Ward Recycling. They're accepting concrete, wood, yard debris, dirt, and gravel. Also cardboard, newspaper, and office paper. There may be some charges, but most items there is no charge. There's no waiting, easy unloading, fast and friendly service, family-owned and operated for over 50 years. That's Clayton Ward Recycling off Mainline Drive in Kaiser. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, Saturday, 7 to 3. Give them a call, 503-393-8700. And I'm so excited, you know, as we continue to do this radio thing, it's fun when we have people call in on the show and get included in the conversation. Good morning. I've got you live on the air. Who am I talking to?
Good morning, Stacey.
Oh, Art. Hello. How are you?
I'm fantastic this morning. Enjoying your show today. Really enjoyed the show yesterday. But I wanted to join in the conversation here and perhaps ask a couple questions. Number one, I haven't been on the website yet. I'm going to do that because I'm a blind guy, and I'm anxious to see how accessible it is for visually impaired folks. And if there are some problems there, I'd like to work with you making it accessible for blind people, because we have a pretty big blind community in the Willamette Valley, and I think it's very, very important to be inclusive and allow appropriate participation for visually impaired folks. And so I will be checking out the website and get a hold of you. And if there's any problems, then that way we can kind of resolve them so that we make sure the whole community in the Willamette Valley get to participate in what I think is a very important function in our community, the best of, you know, the competition, the whole nine yards. Stay tuned. You might be hearing from Art concerning that, and I know you guys will work with us to make sure that it is fully accessible. But what I wanted to say is there the best radio of the Willamette Valley?
Good question.
I think radio stations are very important, especially the blind people. And so Stacey Ann, if there was not, I am sure that you're going to make sure.
Right. We'll be on that.
On next year's list to vote on. And hopefully the other radio stations will too, because I think this function makes our community want to be better.
Mm-hmm. So here's
provide services and stuff. I'm interested in what do you think about my comments there on how to make this program better.
So, well, first, we welcome your participation. We have machine reading that is saying that our site is accessible to people that are visually impaired, but it's a machine doing it. It's not a human. So we would love the feedback, and we'll make any adjustments because we welcome everybody. We are an inclusive competition. We're not an exclusive competition. So that's number one on that. And we welcome that. And everybody to us is important, not just people that are sighted or unsighted or everybody's important to businesses too. So that's number one. We love that involvement. And number two, the way our contest is structured is you have to have three competitors. So we don't have three radio stations in the Salem area, because otherwise it would just be who's going to be number one and who's going to be number two. So it's kind of like a certificate of participation. So we leave that up to the elementary school soccer teams.
Pardon me, there are three radio stations in the Willamette Valley that I know of. You got KBZY, KYKN, 1220, and then you've got 1430, so there is three.
Well, there you go. So I stand corrected. We will add the radio category next year just because of your comments.
Recommendation. Already bring in improvements.
Of course, we love all of our radio stations. Because I think radio is important. We work with radio stations, by the way, across the country with Best Ofs. And I will tell you that radio stations and radio listeners are far more loyal than traditional media. So they are the new traditional. So you're onto something.
And so you say Best of Willamette Valley, and right now it's including Marion and Polk County.
Right. And now we're looking to expand to
maybe Lynn Lane over to the coast. You know, there's some opportunity there, so we keep growing.
Right. I don't know about the coast, because it's technically, I don't
not
think
the
in the valley
anymore.
So, right.
That's
but
the
definitely
coast.
North and south, those counties that butt up to Marion and Polk.
That's awesome. Well, thank you, Art, for your input.
Absolutely.
I certainly appreciate that. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, that's what I'm out here for, to make our area better and stuff, and so we should all do that. So you guys have a great day, and I'm excited to hear that next year we're going to have radio stations on the list.
All right, we'll get her done. Okay. How's that, Art? Take care. Have a great day. So you great feedback, wonderful opportunity to look at ways that we can reach more people, impact more lives. So what do you got coming up? You have the big announcement.
We
big
do.
Event.
So everybody wants to know. So so here's our process. We have all of our winners are under, or most all that answered us, are under a non-disclosure agreement.
Mm-hmm.
So they know, they're preparing and they're bursting at the seams and they're ordering their banners and window clings and everything ready to get the word out. But on Thursday, November, that's election day.
Right.
On Thursday, June 18th, on the steps of the Oregon Capitol, we will be at 11 a.m. The public is invited to come from between 11 and 6 as we introduce and reveal who the winners are.
Oh, that's incredible.
So our book, and in fact, I think we're going to be here.
Yes, that
so
morning.
So if you want an advanced knowledge of who won, you can tune in at 7 o'clock in the morning here.
And on the 18th,
on the 18th, and you'll start hearing that. We will also release the winners. Our website goes live with all of the winners. But come by, and if you are a winner, swing by the Capitol. We'll have a beautiful big banner that you can stand in front of. We have complimentary certificates. You can pick up your certificate. You can pick up copies of the magazine. So everybody's invited. It's going to be a walkthrough. It's not a gathering. It's just kind of a stop by, step up, and
take
and
a picture and continue on. Kind of a drive through. Recognition, in a sense, or
yeah, but
a walk.
We're up on the steps, so we don't want anybody driving through the
that's
steps.
That's true.
Stacey.
So this vision, you know, well, they have that little drive-through area right in front. I suppose you could kind of park and run up the steps and take your picture. Anyway, that's what I was picturing.
The state police said no on
no,
that, but
you
on the street,
do that?
Street.
Okay,
there is parking on the street.
All right. Well, it's going to be fun regardless,
it is.
Right?
And you'll never know who will show up to meet and greet people.
Right. Perhaps there should be a radio announcer.
Could be.
You know, morning talk show host could stop by and say hi. That
one
would be
never
fun.
Knows.
You know, one never knows. We could maybe make arrangements.
Between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m., there's no cost.
Oh, fun.
And we are being as COVID-friendly as possible. We're
going
to monitor spacing. It's going to be – we're going to have to depend on people's sense of space because we can't mark anything on the Capitol steps. We can't chalk or anything. So, but we think people will be good and responsible and step right through.
And I've watched that in this community. I see people really wanting to make a difference, and people just like to be out. They want to be out of their house, you know, and be. And what a great opportunity on the 18th, gathering to watch. You're not really having a community event in a sense. It's for those that have won, those to
it's
receive
kind of an
their.
Open house
it's
without
an
a
open
house.
An open the state house, open state house.
Right.
But not
so,
inside.
Well, and we chose the Capitol because if you notice on all of our materials, we're using, and I kind of joke about it, but we're using the Goldman. He's not a Jewish statue, but he is the gold man, which was on the top of our Capitol, the pioneer.
Mm-hmm.
And he has kind of been our theme this year. And it's a salute to the pioneers that really made Oregon what it is. And we kind of transition that into the businesses today. They're like pioneers coming out of this whole thing. So we encourage people to come downtown, have lunch, and then walk over to the Capitol. We're hoping that God will give us a beautiful day.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we think that will, but, so rain or shine, we'll be there with a tent.
I think it's incredible, this honoring, too, the way you're doing this with the business owners. I have so much admiration. Through this COVID-19, we've had a lot of business owners on the air here, and I have so much admiration for their grit, really, their determination to stay through, whether they got assistance from the government or not, their ability to really stay focused and say, you know, I can't wait to get back to what I love to do, what I'm called to do, my passion to do. And I think what better way as a symbol of getting back to business as usual than to celebrate their business and honor them. And so you know who you are if you're listening this morning, or maybe you'll listen to the podcast later and you're listening to this. You know who you are because you know you're a winner.
You know who you are.
And we don't know yet. We'll find out soon. But we're excited to celebrate with you and celebrate you here in the Willamette Valley. And I am so excited about your team doing this. And this is the first year here, right?
First year for us here.
For us here. So it's just going to grow from here on out. When we get back after this break, we're going to talk about how you can get engaged next year and a few other things we have yet to talk about. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News that you can use. We'll be back after this. Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, enjoying our time today. Thank you for tuning in. In the studio with me today, Bill Cummings, the best of Willamette Valley, and I'm so excited. I'm like a kid right before Christmas, you know, with all the packages right before us, and I just want to peek. I want
to
know.
Stay out from under Dad's bed.
I know. I want to know, and here it is, the the 9th. So we've got a few days before the big revelation of who the gold and silver winners are.
Correct.
Of the best of. And if you're the business owners, you're probably feeling the same. You can't wait to tell your customers and the people that you serve that thank you for voting for them. That feels good. You know,
it does.
Feels good when you have the respect and the honor of the people that you serve. It's just a cool thing. And I've had business owners tell me that the thing that they miss the most about being shut down and COVID-19, of course, the income, you know, that's their livelihood, but their connections to people. We need one another.
Right.
Talk to me about that a little bit.
So one thing that the feedback that we're receiving is the way our contest works, because it's, you can come in and vote every day for a period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Usually it's between 14 to 28 days, depending on the marketplace. And if it was just pure popularity and you did it for one day, that could be seen as kind of not genuine.
Mm-hmm.
But when you are really a good business and people come in and support you and they want to support you and they do support you through voting,
mm-hmm.
That's their voice, their vote of confidence. So that's what we're seeing. We're also seeing a lot of businesses that are doing good that are not putting profits first. They're putting people first.
Right.
And so when you see that, and, you know, they're all in, they're risking everything, but they're doing what's right for their workers. They're doing what's right for their customers.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, and there are some people and some businesses that may have decided to call it quits during this whole pandemic. But it could be that they were thinking about calling it quits anyway, and they were just looking for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
The important thing is we all have to be here for the people that are here.
Right.
So we can't complain about the companies or the businesses that aren't here anymore. They're not. So we have to be here for what my mom always said. We have to take care of the living. So we have to be part of that, our business environment.
Right.
So.
And it really helps that whole motto of shopping local.
Yes.
And staying local. And one of the things that I've watched in many of the communities that I'm still connected with that I don't live in anymore is how some of those that were able to stay open in states that never totally closed down, how their local people supported them more so than even online shopping because it was distant and they didn't know how soon they'd get it and those kinds of things. So it is important that we stay local and that we honor
it is, and don't
businesses.
Just make it a slogan.
Right.
Make it an action item.
Yeah, go out and do it, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. So what's next for the best of?
You mean after mm-hmm. our time on mm-hmm. at the Capitol steps? Well, we get started right away. So mm-hmm. nominations will open in February.
Mm-hmm.
And February is a very short period of time in our timeline.
Right.
So as you look at the program and you see it, I think you'll be wanting to be involved in that. We will have a sign up on our website that you mm-hmm. can register so you can be in the know
mm-hmm.
Because we will give periodic email updates. We don't do it ad nauseum, but...
Right.
But we keep people informed. The other thing is to promote your win.
Yes.
So we have ways to do that. You can say it. You can show it. We have very affordable window decals. We have banners. We have. You can put your complimentary plaque up on the wall. It doesn't cost anything. You can go to a dollar or a 99-cent or Target or the framing shop downtown and
mm-hmm.
get a frame. It's 8.5 by 11. Proudly show it. People like to see that.
Right.
And then if you have a lot of foot traffic and maybe you were part of the contest or not and you would like to be a distribution point, we would be happy to keep you full of magazines for a distribution point. If you can't make it to the Capitol, we're also going to be at Showbiz.
Mm-hmm.
From what I hear, Showbiz is still on for the end of September.
Good.
That's according to the website, but I haven't looked in the last 2 weeks, so
mm-hmm.
I'm assuming that.
Okay.
Or go online. You can come by our office and pick up a copy. We're on the third floor in the Oregon building, kitty corner from the courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
Marion County
yep.
Courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
But start talking. You'll hear a buzz, too, that'll happen. So when people get excited about that, and then promote it. Promote your win. Send
mm-hmm.
it out to your Facebook fans. Say
mm-hmm.
thank you to the voters always. Come up with a silver or gold winner special.
Right.
You know, maybe it's a special smoothie or it's a special salad or
Special haircut.
Special Oh, yeah. Thank you. And if you have a special haircut, call me because I need to find somebody to cut my hair.
Yeah, we were both talking about that, weren't we?
Yeah. Terrible.
COVID hair, we do care.
COVID hair. Yeah, nails are good, but the hair is not so. But yeah, you know, put it on your menu. Put it on your selection that this is why we won gold. So, you know, it's kind of harkens back to most I'm old enough to remember, you know, the gold medal days.
Yes.
You know, the Iowa State Fair recipes. So it's the best of the Willamette, voted best of the Willamette Valley. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's an honor. So.
Yes. So we'll have a chance to own it and be able to express that. And I'm looking forward to having the list to talk about here and talk about businesses and maybe even get a chance to talk to some of the winners. Maybe you can make them accessible,
see
if they want to go on the morning show. And of course, according to Art, we need to make sure next year we get some radio stations in there, right?
Well, if there's three, then we can compete.
We can do it, all right. So we'll be recruiting others to list the radio stations. That'll be fun. And individuals, too? Can you do morning show hosts, potentially? Or
we don't get into talent, Stacey, because we love everybody.
That's right. That's okay. It's no big deal for me anyway. I'm about the community more so than anything. So
well, we nobody has to vote for you.
That's right.
All love you.
Oh,
we all listen
you.
To you. So.
We're having fun.
Some of us don't listen to you at 7 in the morning. Some of us go on and listen to your podcast maybe in the afternoon. Or
yeah, I've actually had people that I've said, hey, you want to come on the show with me? And they're like, that's too early.
Well,
so that's okay.
I'll get up to come on the show, but to get up to listen, you know.
Yeah, I hear you.
Sometimes at 4:30, Brandy is a good time to
get
to the
going.
Guests.
Yes, exactly. And that is a good reminder that we do put these back up on the website as a podcast under the Good Morning Salem, and you could share the links with your friends and family, and you could let your people know in California that, you know, hey, you've been on the radio, right?
Absolutely. California, Arkansas, Iowa, you name it. We put it on our website.
One of the things I'd love to see is you all in South Dakota. That's kind of my personal goal, to get you maybe in the Black Hills. Maybe there's a best of Black Hills. If some of my Black Hills friends are listening this morning, we need to look into that.
We're open to everything. So we don't say no until we heard the pitch. So.
Yes, over.
I
and
love
around
the Black Hills.
Through. Oh, the Black Hills are gorgeous.
I grew up going to the Faces. So,
okay, Mount Rushmore. Most people are intrigued by that
Black
experience
Hills
and Black Hills Gold, and certainly the 1880 train and Crazy Horse and the Buffalo Roaming Free in Custer Park. Yeah, it's an experience for sure.
And you're not far from Devil's Tower, which is Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Yeah, there's all kinds of history there. We're having fun this morning. Thank you, Bill, for joining this morning. We'll see you on the 18th.
Wow,
I know, we're wrapping it up. That's a wrap almost. Thank you for tuning in today, friends. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Big announcement coming up on June 18th. Bill will be back in the morning, and then later that morning we'll be on the Capitol steps honoring these businesses that are the best of Willamette Valley. Check them out online. We'll put a link on our Facebook page as well. Have a fantastic day. Remember, over, around, under, or through, no matter what you're facing today, you and I, we're overcomers. Have a great day.